Vukile Property Fund out with its first half financial results this morning, reporting a 13% increase in first half revenue. Its normalized distribution increased by 7.8% to 59.08 cents per linked unit. The company says that vacancies decreased by 5.4% and it has a healthy acquisition pipeline of selected properties. Lawrence Rapp is CEO of Vukile Property Fund and joins us now. Lawrence, thanks so much for your time today. What is the current state of the operating environment for the commercial property sector in South Africa?
Sure. It's the environment, I think, is challenging at the moment. You know, we certainly do see some headwinds in the economy. However, we are delighted with the performance of the fund over the past 6 months. And certainly if one looks at the operating metrics that we've been able to deliver on, it wouldn't necessarily indicate a tough environment. And I think all credit to my team who've delivered such a strong result. But certainly, I think one's got to sort of have an element of caution about what the next few months hold. And that's particularly in terms of sort of some rising bad debt levels that we've seen coming from some of the, you know, some of the mom-and-pop stores in the retail centers.
Yeah.
But all in all, you know, our provisioning has sort of gone up marginally. We still think we're conservatively provisioned. But certainly, you know, the environment is perhaps more difficult than it has been, you know, for the last number of years.
All right. And we're going to talk a bit about the headwinds that are coming. But, I mean, all credits to the listed property sector. It's outperformed the equities on the JSE over the past year. And it's been quite a phenomenal performance that we've seen, also outstripping inflation. Would you say that a lot of that has also been due to the good performance we've seen on the bond market, for example?
Well, I think there is an element of correlation with the bond markets. But, you know, if one looks historically, you know, over the last perhaps, you know, 12, 13 years, you'll find that listed property has really outperformed equities and bonds in almost every one of those periods. So, you know, we really feel very strongly that investors need to look at a healthy exposure to listed property in their overall portfolios, because it's not a bond and it's not an equity. It's an asset class in and of itself. And when one looks historically at the strong performance, I think you can see you sort of get, you know, very healthy returns out of property, and perhaps often at a lower risk or lower standard deviation compared to equities, for example.
And talking about healthy returns, your normalized distribution up by 7.8% at Vukile. Is that in line with your targets and can it be maintained?
Yes, we guided the market to growth of between 7% and 8%. So coming in at 7.8, you know, we're comfortable with that number for the full year. We're guiding the market to growth in distribution of between 7.5% and 8%. So we think we can deliver on those numbers. The company is positioned in a very defensive stance. Our gearing is low at around 23.6%. We have hedged 90% of our interest rate risk. So we really have sort of tried to immunize ourselves against one of those potential headwinds you spoke about earlier of rising interest rates. And we believe that that will stand us in good stead going forward. It's created a lot of capacity on our balance sheet, so we're able to fund acquisitions and opportunities as and when they arise. And yeah, we feel that we are well positioned to, you know, to handle, you know, the period ahead.
And you've paid back some debt as well.
Yes, that's right. We raised $600 million in September, and we used that to pay down a debt facility of $400 million. We still have access to that $400 million, so if we need to draw on it, we're able to. But at least temporarily, we paid that down.
All right, there's a number of developments in place. We've got Lynnbrough Park, we've got Mujaji Plaza, Marque Plaza, an upgrade and extension on the East Rand Mall. So just take us through some of your CAPEX plans.
Sure. So let's break it into two. The one is sort of CapEx and upgrades on existing properties, and that is Meadowdale Mall and East Rand Mall. In Meadowdale, we are upgrading and extending the center by a further 10,000 square meters. That will take that center up to 45,000 square meters. We've got a Checkers Hyper in there, and you know, they've just signed a new 10-year lease. So we think that that sort of will, you know, will add tremendously to that center overall. That will be a spend of around $110 million, and that will be at a yield of about 9.1%.
Yeah.
And then East Rand Mall is a property we co-own with Redefined Properties. It's currently about 62,000 square meters. we'll take that up to a shade under 70,000 square meters through both, again, an expansion and an upgrade to the center. That is done on a yield of around 7%, and that's due for completion towards the third quarter of 2016. What we're really excited about on the East Rand Mall side is the adjoining center is upgraded as well.
Yeah.
The shoppers in time will enjoy a upgraded and expanded 120,000 super regional, which we think will really sort of, you know, provide a great shopping experience for customers in that market.
And what else have you got in your acquisition pipeline? I'm looking at things like Moruleng Mall in the northwest, and you've got Nonesi Mall in Queenstown.
Correct. We have a healthy pipeline. It's approximately R1 billion in value. The blended yield across the assets, and there's four shopping centers and one industrial portfolio, is coming in at around 8.8%.
Mm-hmm.
These are deals that we have got signed offers on, signed agreements, and are now subject to due diligence and to competition authority approval. So they're not finalized yet, but they are sufficiently far down the track that we believe it's right to share that with the market. We have the capacity to fund. We have no immediate plans to come to the market on those. But perhaps in due course we'll look at that. But we're very excited about these assets. They're a very strong synergistic fit with the Vukile strategy overall of expanding our portfolio into the retail space. And we will be working very hard in the first part of next year to close those transactions and integrate them into our portfolio.
Are you happy, Lawrence, with your sectoral spread at the moment between retail, office, industrial, and so on?
Yeah, we've stated that our strategy is to try and run a diversified fund that's overweight the retail sector. Now, currently, retail is sitting at around 54%. If we look 6 months down the line and we potentially are able to close not only the pipeline that I've just spoken about, but also the synergy transaction, you could find that our retail exposure is sitting at around $9 billion, and that would be about 64, 65% of the portfolio. So it's certainly our intention to move retail to the mid-60s and maybe beyond that.
Yeah.
And that will, at the same time, downweight the other aspects of the portfolio. Commercial would be comfortable to downweight. And then industrial is an area that we still would like to invest in if the right opportunities come along at the right prices. We're also quite keen to look at opportunities in the healthcare sector.
Yeah.
We believe that that's got some good growth and good prospects, and we're currently exploring a few opportunities there.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for your time today. Lawrence Rapp is CEO of Vukile Property Fund.